my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, I tell you what, good neighbor, I'm blessed knowing that you're listening today. Thank you for having your radio station dialed in or your phone dialed in, however you're listening. We're so very grateful. Here's the Felix Trio. They sing for us. They're members of our church, a married mom and dad, and now their daughter has a baby as well. Jesus Stepped In and I'm Free. It's a great trio. It's a great song, and thank God that we are free in Jesus Christ. Jesus always steps in. Let's hear him sing.
No longer bound.
I'm getting quickly to the next song. We've got Brother Alvin Martinez and Brooke. This is their aunt and niece, and they just were singing there. Now these are relatives. I won't have to worry.
Down here, my burden's heavy, and the road is rough and long. Sometimes my feet get weary, and so. But a brighter day is coming. Soon I'll step on heaven's shore, and I won't have to worry anymore. I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my troubles will someday, when life is over and I've said my last goodbye, oh, I'll see my Savior standing at the door, and I'll hear Him say, "You're welcome. All your cares are left behind, and I won't anymore.
Chapter 43, verse 11. Now, here is Jacob going to send his boys down again to see Joseph, and they don't know they're seeing their brother. And he says, take of the best fruits of the land in your vessels and carry them down to the man and present him a little balm, a little honey, spices, myrrh, nuts. Take double the money. And the Bible said, send away your other brother and Benjamin. I bereave me, my children. I'm bereaved. Don't do this. Verse 18. And the men, this is powerful. Verse 18. And the men were afraid. You know, you don't have to be afraid when you're doing right. But I tell you what, you're doing wrong. You live in fear. We have people that are multimillionaires that have been, you know, perhaps ripping off the tax system, and they get caught, they live in fear. We have people that are poor that rip people off, and they have to live in fear. And that's what happened here. They began to live in fear. And the Bible says in verse 25, Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn and restore every man his money in his sack and give him provision for the way. And he put all their money back. And he said to his brother, my money's restored. And their heart failed them. They were afraid. They're afraid in verse 28. They're afraid again. And they said, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Verse 18, these men were afraid. And they said, we've come, and here's what's going on. And they sat before him. Oh, I love this verse. Verse Let's go back to verse 30, shall we? Verse 30. And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother. And he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber, and he wept there. He washed his face, and he went out and refrained himself, and said, set on bread. And he set on them by themselves, for they by themselves. And verse 33. And they sat before him. He organized them, the firstborn, according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled at one another. He took 11 brothers and he put them all in order, starting with Reuben, Simeon. He put them in order. And those men marveled at one another. They said, What is going on here? What is happening here? You know, child of God, God's working through Joseph, but they don't know it's Joseph. God's working through your trial today, but you don't know that God's working. God's working your family, but you don't know that God's working through your family. It looks so dark. It looks so impossible. It looks like, oh, I cannot see ahead. God's working. God's working through your health. The doctor said yesterday you had cancer. He said 2 weeks ago you have cancer. He said you have short time to live. God's working. He works all things together for his good. I lost my job. God's going to work it out for good. You watch. My prodigal son, God can work that out for good. He may come back home with all of his money spent and his lifestyle has been ruined, but he'll come back home. And God can do anything but fail. Will you trust him today? Will you place your confidence in him? I'm getting real close now. Tomorrow's 44, then 45. 45, I believe, is my favorite chapter in the Bible. It's my favorite story, at least. Proverbs 23 is my favorite proverb. And I have my favorite Old Testament book is Nehemiah. My favorite New Testament book is the book of Philippians. I have all these favorite verses. My life verse is Acts 20:24. Took me all these years. I just got it about 3 years ago. But this story of chapter 45, we're going to be there in 2 days, is when Joseph reveals himself to his brothers. Oh, my goodness, it becomes exciting. Well, tonight is Wednesday. Most of us have church tonight. I know some of you have it on Thursday, but whatever night you have it. But if it's tonight, let's get to church. Let's get to church tonight. And I'm looking forward to it. Oh, I'm looking forward. It's going to be great. And God's going to speak to your heart. He's going to speak to my heart. And let's plan on God working in our midst. And then go home and have some popcorn tonight. Dr. Pepper. No, don't have Dr. Have Dad's root beer or something like that, or A&W root beer. Well, God bless you. I want to have a word of prayer with you. Ask God's blessing upon this day. Father, it is Wednesday. And I want to thank you so much for church tonight. I look forward to it. Lord, it's always such a blessing to my heart. And I pray your blessing upon our people. God, may we find ourselves living for thee and magnifying your name, exalting your name. God bless our dear listener friends today. Help them on their journey of life. Some are having a hard day today. God, give them great grace is my prayer. For I ask this wonderful prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our God and our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.